You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
One big story that went viral last month was from the UK, where a 100-year-old man raised $40 million doing a charity walk in his garden. And now, the UK is saying to him, good on you, chap.
A 100-year-old veteran in Great Britain will receive a knighthood. He'll be knighted for helping frontline workers during the coronavirus pandemic. Captain Tom Moore raised more than $40 million for Britain's National Health Service by just walking around, walking laps around his garden using a walker like you see right here. And that effort captivated the nation.
Oh, this is fantastic. This 100-year-old man is gonna become a knight, which is the highest British honor you can receive outside of Star Baker. And I'm not surprised this man is concerned with how the Queen's gonna handle that sword. I mean, we all saw how she stabbed Meghan Markle in the back. You don't know what she's capable of. I just can't wait for him to meet all the other knights once this pandemic is over.
I'm Sir Tom Moore, knighted for raising $40 million for the NHS.
And I'm Sir Mix-a-Lot. I was knighted for telling the truth about how much I like big butts. But this goes to show you two things. One, when it comes to helping, your age doesn't matter. Anybody can help. And two, people in every country around the world are really desperate for sports right now. Because clearly people in England were like, look, it's no Olympics, but I've heard there's an old man who's walking around his house every day. It might be quite entertaining.
Are you shitting me? I would pay £10 to £100 to watch that. That sounds bloody exciting.
Do you sometimes wish that you could say, screw safety, I'm just gonna grab all my friends and run wild through the streets? Well, it turns out you're not the only one.
Invasion of the goat. That was the scene in one neighborhood after a herd of goats got loose. The goats managed to knock over an electric fence and took a leisurely stroll through the streets. Neighbors had to open up a side gate and lead the goats back where they were supposed to be. Nobody was hurt, but there was some minor damage.
Hey. Go.
Holy shit. Did you see that? Not one of those goats is wearing a mask. Oh, Fauci's not gonna be happy. I will say though, those goats are tempting fate running through the streets like that when there's a meat shortage in the country. Yeah, because they can run wild in the suburbs, but if they try that shit in the Bronx, my Jamaican peeps will turn them into a curry like that.
What is? Look here, a first time goat deliver themselves this. What a goat mitts.
But look, man, it's clear to see what's happening here. Humans have stayed inside for too long, and now animals have forgotten who's boss. And you realize what that means when lockdown is over, we're gonna have to fight them to take back our streets. Yeah, as soon as quarantine ends, the first goat I see, I'm gonna be like, hey, yo, goat! Get into the plastic, we handling this like men! The Catholic Church, the place that was rocking robes long before Corona. Now, they're known for sticking to old traditions, but in these Corona times, even priests are learning to innovate.
One priest in Michigan may have found the most unique way to connect with parishioners and social distance at the same time. Photos posted on social media by St. Ambrose Church shows the Reverend using a squirt gun to shoot holy water. As you can see, drivers pulled up to the church steps and are greeted by the Reverend, who's wearing a face mask, gloves, and holding a bright green gun. He told BuzzFeed News for an article over the weekend that he was a bit concerned about how the Vatican might react when the photos of him squirting holy water began circulating widely on the internet. But he said, quote, I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay, hold up. water gun blessings? That might finally be the thing that gets the church's numbers to go back up again. And it's a great way for other Catholic priests to explain why they have a bunch of kids' toys in their basements. The only way this could be more fun is if they did it with a water balloon, because that way you could watch it in slow motion and see the exact moment when your sins are absolved.
I'm saved!
You know, this also opens the Catholic Church to much cooler scenes in movies. You know, because normally the Catholic priest is always timid and all they can do is pray. But now when they meet a demon, they can be like, say hello to my little friend. Squirt, 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 squirt. Facebook, the world's largest social network, and elderly TikTok is bringing millions of users together in a really unexpected way.
More than a million people are spending time during quarantine pretending to be ants.
So this Facebook group is called Group Where We All Pretend to Be Ants in a Colony. Look at one of the posts here. Ants crawling on ice cream. One person says, munch with me and take some to the queen. You can see the comments say, nom, slurp, and lift to queen.
Okay, this is really interesting. To take their minds off of the stress of Corona, millions of Facebook users are pretending to be ants. And you thought you were the only one in quarantine feeling a little antsy. Back to you, Sandra. Look, man, I get it. I get it. Who wouldn't want to live the carefree life of an ant, right? You just spend all your time carrying crumbs 5,000 times your body weight until the day some asshole kid steps on you because he's bored. Sounds like a dream. Now, I know a lot of people are just having fun, but please remember, whenever there's something really fun on Facebook, there's a good chance it's created by the Russians.
Let's all pretend to be ants. We bring sugar to Queen, then we not vote for Joe Biden.
My favorite story comes out of Pennsylvania, where a 93-year-old woman stuck in her house held a sign out of her window saying, I need more beer. And then after a picture went viral, Coors sprang into action and delivered her 10 cases of beer. And I'm really excited that this worked for her because I've tried the same thing. Yeah, I've had a sign outside my window for weeks and I've gotten nothing. And this just shows that you can't judge a book by its cover, because we always think that old people are just sitting around doing boring things like knitting or Sudoku or reminiscing about having sex on the Titanic. But this story changes everything. We gotta think of old people differently. They're living life. In fact, I think they need to add a different setting to those life alert necklaces. Mrs. Fletcher, are you okay? Did you fall?
No, I'm out of booze and I can't get crunk.
Every day, we're hearing about how animals are thriving without us. But in Japan, it turns out that there are some animals that just miss our face.
A Japanese aquarium is asking people to make video calls to their eels. Why? It's all to remind the sensitive creatures humans exist and don't pose a threat. With a largely human-free environment the last couple months, aquarium staff say when keepers try to check on the garden eels, they hide in the sand. In a bid to reacquaint the eels with humans, the aquarium is setting up 5 tablets and asking eel enthusiasts to connect via FaceTime.
That's right. Because there haven't been any visitors at the zoo, the zoo wants people to video chat with the eels so that they remember humans and don't view them as a threat when people come back. Yeah. Although if you ask me, reminding the eels about humans will have the opposite effect.
Why is the ocean so small? All right. The humans put us in a water zoo.
Oh, and you know what the good news is? Eels are perfectly designed for video chats. Yeah, because if anyone tries to flash their penis on these Zoom calls, the eels, they're not gonna be phased. Just be like,
ha, look at that. Another eel on the call. A very strange eel. So small and so pale, he must be sick.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.